This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reddit and bingo, as we bring Nathan Reeder in at the tail end of this hour. But we start off in and around Washington, D.C. Colin Powell under fire. I don't think he's so much under fire, but the revelations from his leaked emails have become fodder for lots of talk shows and newspaper columnists across the country, pundits, basically. And wait till you hear what some of them have to say. Boy, it's crazy. I mean, it is like linked email addresses. What's up with the Russians? They hack into everything. Crazy. All right, inside the Beltway, no one better than Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, what's the deal with the Russians hacking into emails? I'm waiting to hear about your emails and what salacious things you've had to say about the people on the Hill and others you've encountered when you've been to the White House. I mean, it's insane. Colin Powell now, I mean, everything that we're hearing, I just don't get it. I guess there's no protection even at the highest levels, right?
You know, that's actually true. And, you know, rest assured, if my emails are hacked, I can guarantee that I've said nothing but nice things about you. You know, you're in good territory. But yeah, this has certainly gotten strange. And of course, the new revelation in this is some emails that were released from Colin Powell's account from a website called DC Leaks. This is a website that apparently has a connection with the Romanian hacker Jucifer 2.0, who actually is also believed to, you know, be associated with the Russian government. That's something that's not been fully fleshed out yet, but most intelligence analysts have sort of suggested to that degree. So we had some pretty interesting emails coming out. Some were, you know, pretty inappropriate, speculating about, you know, Bill Clinton's love life at home that have gotten a lot of play. The big ones, of course, were also saying that Donald Trump is a national disgrace. And then Powell detailing his discussions, you know, with the Hillary camp behind the scenes, saying that he had spoken to a number of staffers, thrown a mini tantrum, and had really worked hard to try to make it so that they would not try to put the blame for the email scandal on him. At one point going on to say that everything that Hillary touches is a disaster, kind of paraphrasing there, in the sense that it is overtaken by hubris.
Yeah, hubris. I like that. So we go from the lack of privacy and emails dripping out all over the place to what's really been very dominant in the headlines. You and I talked about the other day, Hillary Clinton and her health. She jumps back on the campaign trail on Thursday. She releases her health records. Trump, different thing. He's on Dr. Oz's show, and they have like a one-page summary of his recent physical, but his trip to TV land and Ozworld really, really took over a lot of the conversation. So is this what people are talking about in D.C. too, the health of either one of these two?
You know, they certainly are. And, of course, the Dr. Oz visit, as you mentioned, got a lot of oxygen in the room. You know, there was a lot of sort of leaks that came out from members of the audience who gave details before it officially airs tomorrow. According to them, they have told various media outlets that Trump had, you know, apparently been told that he is slightly overweight. But nevertheless, something that Dr. Oz said he would like to see, you know, out of the patient in terms of his overall health. Apparently high cholesterol that he had, you know, initially been reported to have had has been, you know, solved according to his physician, quite likely due to the fact that he's been taking, you know, statins like Lipitor and whatnot. You know, just this is, again, going to air tomorrow. It is different from what we were initially told. Initially, this was described in much more dramatic terms, this idea that he was going to be giving the full readout to Dr. Oz before he had even seen it, and then Dr. Oz was going to go through it, you know, sight unseen live in front of a television audience. That was something that was pretty much scrapped at the last minute, and instead was just replaced by this basic one sheet, as you mentioned.
Yeah, just, you know, wild. And then the other story I thought that was pretty interesting is you have the FBI director who apparently is telling us all to cover up our webcams. You know, so all of us have them built in, certainly to our PCs, laptops, all that kind of stuff. And the FBI director is saying, listen, this is the safe thing to do. So, you know, we have either the worry of leaks or even us personally being peered into by the webcams. What was that all about, the whole cybersecurity, I guess, down that road?
Well, it was basically an acknowledgement that webcams are apparently notoriously easy to hack. It's something that has been, you know, widely discussed for quite some time now, the fact that you can sign into somebody else's, apparently make it so that the little light doesn't turn on and then essentially view what's going on. That's been something that's been going on for a while. You know, Rand Paul, of all people, had actually capitalized on that for a while during his anti-NSA tirade that he had gone on early in his campaign. His team had actually sold webcam blockers with his name on it. So, you know, he may have been, I guess, at the forefront of that in terms of it becoming a trend and something that, you know, according to Comey, is something that we should all be investing in.
Yeah. The other thing is something that I'll just put some tape over mine. I don't know about you. I'll just get some duct tape. But that's what I'll be investing in. So speaking of investing, do we all have to put out our hats and shake for change? Because it looks like the Senate leaders are still struggling to reach an agreement on a short-term funding measure.
Yeah, exactly. This is continuing to be held up over some disagreements over Zika funding. $1.1 billion was set to be distributed, but there is, you know, a lot of anger over some provisions that were put in by Republicans that would essentially block Planned Parenthood funding for Puerto Rico. That is something that has not yet been dealt with and is, you know, frankly, consuming a lot of the conversation, considering that a bill needs to be passed before September 30th in order to keep the government funded for the remainder of the year. It doesn't look like at this point that there's a clear path forward, but there is some suggestions that either Republicans could blink and drop those provisions or that they could, in fact, just take out Zika funding, continue to go without some much-needed additional funds, and just do sort of another sort of stopgap measure without dealing with that until a later day.
Yep. All right, Justin Duckham, we'll see you again soon. And next time we talk, I hope you'll release your health record so we can see what that's all about.
Oh, God. That's why I'm not running for president.
I like that. Oh, God. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Nobody wants to do that. He's right. Nobody wants to do that. You know, it's interesting in talking about.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Justin on and off the campaign trail. Talk a little bit there with Justin, kicking back the old health thing. Little leaks, health leaks, and just a couple of strange doings that are reverberating and washing over us like a tsunami. That's what I feel like. It's a tsunami. They can't get this money thing right, but I went on my soapbox last night. I jumped up. I put on my big shoes and jumped up on that. And I think we know this is the same thing over and over and over again. There's no new news. It's what we constantly are dealing with every single time we talk about a budget, every time we talk about spending bills. You know, it's a cycle. It's the same old cycle, period, end of story. I'll tell you what, the hacking thing, though, is getting embarrassing, because maybe George W. Bush was smarter than some people give him credit for. He would not do the email deal. He didn't do the dance. He did not send emails. And so you never, ever, ever, ever heard about the president, when he was president, and something that had gotten leaked. Now, with Obama, people around him, other Democrats, but not Obama himself, you haven't heard anything about Obama. I mean, but can you imagine? It is very frightening how easy it seems to be for these Russians. So much is traced back to Russia, but not all, to other Eastern European countries and some other places too, to jump in and figure out a way to tag on. And, you know, when it's this whole flap over Hillary and whether or not there were sensitive information that was pumped out there because of the sloppiness of using her own server is pretty, I mean, it's pretty frightening if you ask me. And, you know, we hear this from Julian Assange, who says from WikiLeaks that get ready because there's more to come. And when he says get ready, there's more to come. What more? So what more are we talking about? I mean, pretty much, remember, the first bag of State Department secrets pretty much leveled some of our allies, certainly like Germany, and also took chunks out of other nations too, Saudi Arabia, and it was there for everybody to see with a few redacted pieces in it, but for the most part, most of it was there. So we know that the health thing, like I said, was big. So Clinton releases the doctor's letter describing the mild pneumonia. I guess they figured, you know, imagine the team, they're all huddled. Oh, geez, now what do we do? Because obviously, this has been, you know, this has been, it's out there. So we've got to do something to counterattack it, counterreact, whatever. And they want to quell the concerns about her health. So you get the doctor to write a note that it's mild pneumonia, which he said it was mild pneumonia, right? And looking at health and looking at presidents and how healthy they are, you know, remember Reagan when he was shot in the thumbs up and at the window, and there have been other presidents certainly where we get the reports or we hear what the checkup is, the routine checkup. But now, back to my point of with leaks and so much else available, so much information out there available, it's a different world. It's the wild, wild west when with very little block in between to keep things secret be so easy to, I think, much easier than we think, to get, pry out some of that super, super personal information. I'm going to jump kind of in a odds and ends direction as we leave the trail for a second and do tell you this in the latest poll. Clinton still leads Trump, but the gap is narrowing. Coin flip. We've been talking about this coin flip forever. Coin flip. Are you shocked that it's a coin flip? No, you're not. Because this was the script that was written, what, a year ago? Right? A year ago, this is what we were talking about. So when we talk about technology, and since everything's mobile technology, what people are looking at, where we're looking, everything we do, it doesn't matter what your age is. You know, it's not just somebody who's 14 or 18 or even 30. Mobile. You look around in a doctor's office, where the people there just want to get better. They're not worried about what's being leaked. And look around when you're at the grocery store. I mean, heck, look anywhere you are. And people are on that phone. They're checking emails. They're sending documents. They're texting friends. They're closing deals, looking at videos. You get it. You know it. Shooting videos, shooting selfies and pictures. So the iPhone 7, I mean, the brilliance of Steve Jobs from the grave just continues, because he knew how to hook this, link this all together, that this was just going to be something they were going to constantly add on, and people were going to want to always buy the newest, greatest, latest, and get the updates. So if the iPhone 7, they say, is the bridge to the next best thing, they say it's probably the 10th anniversary edition of the smartphone in 2017. So the first weekend, this anticipation Friday of demand for these water-resistant phones drove up the shares of Apple 8%. But they believe that, analysts say, that orders are going to lag through the end of the year because customers will hold off for a bigger leap, a bigger technology leap, knowing, oh, yeah, this they're going to keep doing this. And if it's the 10th anniversary, then if it's the 10th anniversary of the smartphone, well, that's going to have every bell and whistle. So why am I getting this phone when I can wait and get something, hold off and get something that's even better? So that may, they may, in a way, by being the constant upgrader, they may shoot themselves in the foot on this 7. But shipments of about 13 million of the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus topped last year's first weekend for the iPhone 6, 7. I don't know. How about where you are with anybody out there, an iPhone person? Are we going to be like... are we going to look like dinosaurs when we hold on to our old phones? I'm still back on, I'm on a 5. So here we are, we're on a 7. I'm on a 5S phone. I'm afraid, will this phone disintegrate? Is it like Mission Impossible? And will this phone eventually, to protect the innocent, explode and anything I have on it while I lose it? I'm like the last holdout. You know, the flip phones, the brick phones. Oh, yeah, I had them all. You know, dial-up internet. Oh, I was probably, I wasn't an early adopter. I was, according to some, a late adopter, I don't think completely, but I held on for dear life, right? How much more can I pay? And when I just get used to something I like, I have to upgrade or do something different. So I think it's going to be amazing, whatever it is that they do with 7 and the 7 Plus. We already know, we've already heard, but there is something to waiting to see what's going to go, what's going to happen with the 10th anniversary. And it's crazy, the spike in the phones, looking at the Apple revenue. If you look at the breakdown by their products, the iPods, just services in general, the iPad and the iPhone, and wow, how much they sell. It's crazy. I mean, just absolutely crazy. And now this thing with the wireless ears, I wonder, I think people think of gadgets and think of losing gadgets. I think it's a good idea, but how easy would it be to lose those earbuds, really? I think it would be pretty easy, right? So that may be one piece of technology. It's kind of like, remember the phones, and they still have them. I've seen a few people with them where you have the stylus with it. So you could take the stylus out and draw. I'm losing that stylus. I'm losing those earbuds. How about you? Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Tonight, we've been talking about this. What's happening to our disappearing land? And what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about the erosion when my family takes me to the Jersey Shore and I see what's happening in Wildwood Crest. No, I'm talking about something a lot different than that. I'm talking about what's happening in some key areas, some key land grabs, I'll put it that way, that are affecting a lot of people. President Obama is using the Antiquities Act to do something that you might not even be aware of. He's creating this monument without the approval of Congress or local state legislatures at all under what I mentioned, the Antiquities Act of 1906. Yes, you heard me right, 1906. And has taken this name, the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument. I know it sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? But it really is something serious that's happening. There's no transparency, and I think people are very unaware of what it all means. So joining us now to explain that a little bit further and the parcels of land that we're talking about is R.J. Smith, Senior Fellow for Environmental Policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research. R.J., thanks so much for coming on with us.
Well, it's good to be on. I think this is a very important issue, and that was interesting the way you put it, the disappearing land. because when this country was created, it was supposed to be a land of free people, and the only purpose of the government was to protect their life, liberty, and property. And now we have a situation in which quietly over the ages, over the 250 years of American history, the government has simply been gobbling up the land. And instead of protecting the land that the people own and the people use, the government to begin with is acquiring more and more for itself. Most people don't have the slightest idea how much land government owns in America. I mean, you look at the land ownership by the federal government, by state governments, county governments, and local governments, and almost 50%, we don't even know the exact figure, almost half of all the land in America is already owned by the government at one level or another. So it's hard to argue that we're a free people because if the government owns the lion's share of the land and particularly all the natural resources on the land, it's almost impossible to have a free and productive society. And then in addition to that, the land that the government owns, the so-called public lands or the federal lands across the country, the government is now increasingly using an antiquated law called the Antiquities Act of 1906 to effectively turn that land into national parks, quasi-national parks, or quasi-wilderness areas, areas called national monuments. What this act did was it allowed the president, by the stroke of a pen, to designate areas as national monuments. Now, this might have been necessary. You might argue that this was necessary in 1906 because most of the country, particularly the western part of the country, was barely settled in those days. And the population of America was only about 75 million people, a quarter of what it is now. And there were no federal agents on the land. And so people could just back up if they found an Indian ruin or something like that and raid an old Anasazi site out in the four corners of New Mexico and Arizona, mm-hmm. or if they found a big fossil deposit of dinosaur bones or a geological deposit of beautiful petrified wood, they could raid that. And so this was sort of a special law created that Teddy Roosevelt pushed through so that the federal government could come in and take the smallest amount of land absolutely necessary to surround this little Indian site or this little geological site to preserve it. And the first example of that was out in Wyoming in 1906. The first national monument was Devil's Tower, which you may have seen as famous in the Close Encounters of a Third Kind, I believe. And they designated 1,347 acres, a very small area around it, just to make sure that people couldn't come up and blow it up or use parts of it or despoil it or something like that. But what is happening now? The same law, which isn't necessary because there are federal agents everywhere in the country on the land. Most of them are armed. We have airplanes. We have satellites up there. You could tell if somebody were raiding a site because you could see all the activity. You could see cars and trucks coming and going and so on. They're using this now to designate as much land as they want to just lock up for political purposes to appease the radical Greens. And the president, in the last 3 weeks, he's designated three national monuments, and in doing so, he has generally done so without the approval of the people involved in the area. Like in Maine, he just designated 87,000 acres of Maine as a Katahdin Woods and Lakes National Monument. Yeah. And the governor was opposed to that. The state legislature was opposed to that. Three-quarters of the U.S. congressional delegation was opposed to that. And the people in all the towns around the area were opposed to that. And still, he just went ahead and did it with a stroke of a pen.
Wow.
And this is something, this is threatening people all over the place, because these aren't areas that are threatened. I mean, most of that area up there is just plain old forest land, land that's been harvested and replanted and reharvested for hundreds of years. There's nothing unique about that area or special about that area. The Greens simply want to lock it up and shut down the timber industry up there. Now, you've seen the same thing, and they started creating national monuments. Originally were supposed to be on land. Well, now they're creating vast areas of the ocean they're locking up. This most recent one that you mentioned, up off southern New England, is about 5,000 square miles of the area, the southern end of the Georges Bank, and it will prohibit all activity except for recreational fishing, assuming that a recreational fisherman could go out 130 miles to fish for a fish for dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, what it does, it shuts down the commercial fishing industry. It shuts down the potential for exploration for vast mineral deposits and for oil and gas. And it's technically not a virgin area either in any sense, because there are underwater communications cables out there. All kinds of ships and oil tankers go over the area and so on. But whenever they want to lock something up, they always say, oh, this is absolutely unique. This is irreplaceable. There's nothing like this anywhere else, and generally that's not true at all. They just use that as a way of conning people into thinking that this needs to be set aside.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned it in the Antiquities Act. It made sense then. I used to live in that area. I just went through the petrified forests and the fossils and lived outside of Albuquerque. I completely get it. That made sense back in 1906 for specifically that reason.
Right.
But this is what's interesting is, here's what I don't understand. Okay, so if you want to create these national monuments and these parks, absolutely, this should be debated in Congress, right?
Well, that's the traditional way that it has been done, that on federal lands, that the if you wanted to take public land, say lands owned by the Forest Service or lands owned by the Bureau of Land Management, and you thought they were special enough and you wanted to turn them into a national park or turn them into a wilderness area, then the United States Congress would have to debate this and talk to local people and have hearings all over and see what the state thought of this and so on, and then eventually vote on it in the United States Congress, either yes or no to create these areas. But what the president has been doing, it's not just this president. Republican presidents have done it too. George W. Bush created an awful lot of these monuments himself, particularly Marine National Monuments. What they do is just to bypass everybody. I mean, they circumvent the constitutional legal role of the U.S. Congress in designating these things, and they circumvent disenfranchise the local people who live in those areas. And this is something that Congress is going to have to find a way to repeal this act. I don't think there's any way that they can just put sidebars on the act and get it in control, because the president and the Greens love it, because all it takes is a stroke of a pen by the president, and he doesn't have to tell anybody. He just decides. The Greens come to him, and his environmental advisors come to him and say, you know, all the environmentalists in this part of the country will really appreciate it if you lock up this land, if you'd set it aside as a monument, and he does it. And to show how these things are used now, instead of to protect something like Teddy Roosevelt did with the Devil's Tower, Clinton sort of set an example in 1996 of how to use this politically. He designated the largest single land national monument there's ever been in southeastern Utah, which is already almost entirely owned by the government. He designated 1.9 million acres as the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, and he didn't even tell the officials in Utah until 24 hours before he had the ceremony to announce this. Then he finally got the nerve to call the Governor Leavitt of Utah and the Utah congressional delegation. And even then, he didn't even have the courtesy or something to go to Utah to announce this. But they had a special ceremony on the south side of the Grand Canyon, about as far away and as safe as they could be from angry people in Utah.
Crazy. R.J. Smith, we could talk about this all day long. I can tell you're so passionate about it. It's a crazy, crazy story, of no doubt. So pay attention, people. We're going to talk more about some of these specific areas. R.J., thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It was wonderful to be on. Thank you for covering this issue.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Jesus, me kind. Truly intertwined, you'll never meet. Conversation beats the stories never cease to wailing. Glows out in the yard and
the bleachers and everything in between. Around the bend for this final segment for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up, Nathan Reeder will join us for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm good.
Oh, you sound tired. Are you tired? Do you have mild pneumonia? Don't you have a cough button? Come on now.
Not one. The opposite is important.
Yeah. We spare no expense on this show. Forget the spaceship guy. I mean, nobody's allowed to cough in that studio. Actually, I know George, and he's a nice guy. Talking about spaceships. He's talking about spaceships. We're talking about wild horses. How about this, Nathan? Wild horses, should they be killed or sold? The government is deciding on this. Approximately, they don't know the exact amount, but they're saying about there's about 45,000 of them. So what do you think? Killed or sold?
How presumptuous of a species.
Exactly.
We get to decide.
The government is deciding on what to do. Euthanize them to control their numbers.
Where? Is this a general...
Well, it's the Bureau of Land Management's National Wild Horse and Burrow Advisory Board. And we're talking about, you know, out west, where there's more wide open spaces where these wild horses, a lot of these wild horses are. So, and they've gathered a lot of them up. There's holding facilities actually throughout the United States, and they're saying they've become overburdened. Most of them are in the West, but not all of them. So the Humane Society is going just nuts over this. And, you know, we're talking about Western rangelands, and they're saying it's unsustainable. And so, and the government says we can't sustain this program anymore. They've adopted out more than 235,000 wild horses, but they now they've got this problem and they have to figure out what to do with it.
Well, it's making money up. It's all the things. It's representational, a living that doesn't quite measure up to what it's representing. Operationalization malfunctioning once again. But I certainly would say putting a number to them and selling them is a lot better than slaughtering them. Weren't they just enjoying freedom before that? Freedom.
Freedom! So you're saying, bingo, if they decide to sell. And I agree, they were enjoying freedom until they were rounded up. I mean, this is the world. This is, you know, it's kind of like when,
I'm going with shred it.
Shred it.
I mean, fruits and nuts it. Okay, fruits and nuts it. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, fruits and nuts. It's kind of like it's a little different, but when people want to go to safaris in Africa now, lots of times really that land is bought, and so it may be however many acres, a crazy amount, but the animals are captive now in these places that people own, and they call them safaris. So I think there's kind of that mentality, like a land grab in a way. And trying to control it. So it's interesting. Two different places and two different scenarios. But, yeah, it's crazy about the wild horses. Those wild horses are beautiful. I've seen documentaries done on them and whatnot. So it's very sad. How about this? The Netflix streaming service is spending about $6 billion a year on content. So they're choking basic cable, they say. And they're really rattling the relationship, exactly as I was reading something today, of the business of Hollywood, because people are fearing of, you know, this dominance of Netflix, and so the entertainment industry not really excited about that all of a sudden there's this new player in town when it's tough in the entertainment industry, that there's some gratitude for it, but that they've got this gush of money to license shows in some cases that were out of their prime or even out of production. And so here comes Netflix, but there's backlash here too, because they're saying that relying on deals with Netflix is now even a threat, because you've got 83 million global subscribers, and that's sucking up a lot of eyes, and it's bidding up the prices for programming so high they can't pay for the programming. So it's not a good thing in a sense, because as they elbow out the competition, they can just pull out of it. So it's very strange. So it's a content question. And so they do have some great shows, like House of Cards is popular and whatnot, but it was taken off, you know, the show after the fourth season. They have to say later, because they don't have enough money for this. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's a perfect thing for us to be talking about. It's definitely a bingo scenario of... This is what capitalism defines as a success, right? Netflix is a very large success.
Uh-huh.
yet it's also a definition of the failure of capitalism in a unregulated and not a novelly architectured structure, right?
Right.
Because there's fringe parts of the way they're making money that isn't regulated yet.
Yes. That's it. It's not regulated. And then how
would you?
How would you? How do you get the feedback on how their show's received? There's no metrics, so they don't have any of that. And the fact is that they are pumping $6 billion into that weak Hollywood economy, so they provide supposedly cash up front. They order a couple of seasons of most series. So for actors, for writers, for directors, I would think, hey, they got to go where the work is. But it really does kind of mess with the economics. It is interesting to see.
They do, but really, it's not them as the perpetrators, and it's unfair to say that it's any nation or any corporation. I mean, it's just, it's a swirling time of world economy, and it's hard to define what currency really means.
It is hard to define. That's a good way to put it. What is currency? You're right.
When you're not making your own stuff and you're just providing services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. What is that? Exactly. It's crazy. All right, last one. How about this one? I don't know if you've seen this or not. You might not have seen it, but I happen to see this. You know, they're talking about what they're doing with robots these days and how can we use robots in our world. They've talked about delivering pizza with drones, which I think we're not going to really see on a big, large scale. But there is a place in Silicon Valley called Zumi Pizza, and it's a startup that began in April, and they're using machines to make the pizza. And it's melding food and high technology to disrupt the restaurant industry with software and robots. They have robots that are delivering the pizzas and making the pizzas.
It's not to disrupt, it's to improve upon, Kate.
Improve.
I'm sure that's what's in the business plan.
Improve. So the robots prep the dough, they add cheese and toppings, they take the pizza out of the oven, they cut them into slices and box them for delivery. Wow.
Oh, yeah. We had competitions at the pizzeria I worked with. The robots would have won, as always they should. I mean, that just makes sense, but it is weird. It's telling.
It's weird. It is telling. It is telling. It is. It is telling of what to expect in the future. It's crazy. I saw a picture of it, and it's just a big robot. Almost looks like a machine that could be the machine that you look over when your teeth are getting cleaned. And and it's weird, but the robot does the deal. Really, it's in Mountain View, California, and they just put the pizza in the oven. The whole thing, wild,
awesome.
Crazy. Zumi Pizza. All right. Another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo in the books. Thanks, Nathan.
Got it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.